Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight.
Did not see snow in our part of Louisiana, where we're from, very often.
Ice.
We were more than ice snow. Belt. Yes, yes. We were actually below, right below Interstate 10, Highway 90, just about 16, 18 miles east of Lake Charles. But occasionally we would be traveling up through the northern part of the state, and there was nothing like that big, quiet, and they were always super, super wet. Snowflakes about the size of your hand, about the size of your palm, and they would just be blopping down everywhere. It's Christmas in Dixie, man. But I'm loving my, how many years have I been here now? 1965? I mean, I'm almost 50 years of being in Arizona, and we've had some awfully nice Christmases in the Sonoran Desert as well as up on top of the Mogollon Rim. You know, one of the family traditions that never really got started in our house, we tried to do it a couple times, but really our schedule just kept getting in the way, was getting the Forest Service tree permits and going to go cut our own trees.
Oh, yeah, that's a commitment.
We only got that done a couple times, but it was sure fun both times we got it done. You know, another family tradition.
If you do that, bring some kind of measuring stick, not a tape measure. You need some kind of stick that you could put next to the tree that you know is 10 feet tall, because 10 feet out in the woods does not look very tall.
That's true.
You can't get it in the door when you get home.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Can't stand it.
Have to lay it on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
You end up cutting off half the tree once you get home just so you can get it in.
All right, I want by a show of hand of all our listeners out there, we can see every one of you listening right now. How many of you send 8-page novels in your Christmas card to update all your sphere of influence, your friends, your relatives, your people at work, about everything your family did in the past year?
8 pages, what do they have, like one kid?
I'm yeah, exactly. Yeah. We have never,
that's all yours are?
We've never participated in the family member letter update tradition. And basically it's because there's so many of we'd have to publish a small book every single year.
Pictures are worth 1,000 words. Let them speak for themselves.
Yeah. I do love looking at everybody's pictures. Just by how they change.
How about the one we just got in the mail at the house the day before yesterday? Romy, it's 8 pages long. And 3.5 of the pages are dedicated to the physical ailments of members in that family.
I got a card.
Ho 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 to you.
I have a feeling this family, when they have their Christmas, you know, celebration, there's nobody coming over.
I got a picture Christmas card yesterday from a friend of mine, and they have 4 children and just adopted 7 siblings.
Yo!
So now they're up to 11. And all you have to do is look at that picture and know there is a lot of stories to tell there.
Yeah. So that's a tradition. We're going to share with y'all traditions we have not participated in over the last 30 or 40 years, and there's a few more we'd like to share.
How do you get removed from that mailing list?
I think that'd be rude to ask. You just look at the pictures in it and call it a day.
How many people do you think they send this to? Are they cutting down like 10 more trees just to get their memo out?
I like it when you get a page or a half a page or a page and a half. It's just a quick update. Hey, here's what we were up to this year. But seriously,
8 pages on your physical elements.
And a font size is like about 7. single space.
This is type. This isn't even handwritten in Xerox.
No.
Oh, brutal.
Well, I kind of like Facebook for that reason, because you know you can keep up all year long. It doesn't have to be like 8 pages. It's just little bites at a time all year.
All right, we're here talking traditions and non-traditions in our Christmas edition, Hanukkah edition of Rosie on the House. If you'd like to talk about home improvement, that's why we're really here. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can help Miss Margaret calling from Phoenix. And see if we can help her out. Margaret, I know you've been very patient as we conduct our holiday silliness here. Thank you for your patience. What's your question?
Good morning. Merry Christmas, and you're making me laugh, so that's
good.
First, I want to say that my sister Barbara has been to a lot of the home shows, and she's seen you, Rosie, and she had you hold up a sign to say hello to me, and she videotaped it with you talking to me and saying hello.
Ah.
So that's me, Margaret.
Okay. All right, Miss Margaret.
So I purchased a double-wide manufactured home recently,
okay.
And I noticed different parts of the house go downhill.
Okay.
And I also received a card in the mail from a company, and I checked them out, and it was BBB, and they were licensed and everything. About they'd come in and check to see if it was leveled.
Okay.
They did. My friend even went under with them, took pictures and everything. They said the house needs to be re-leveled. The entire west side of the house needs to be lifted up, and the east side of the house as well.
Okay, Miss Margaret, hold on 1 second. I went to you because I was self-conscious when I saw how long you'd been holding, and now I just got to cut you off because I waited too long to go to you. I so apologize. I'm going to make this up to you, and we are going to finish your question, and I am going to have an answer for you.
You're listening to the number one referral network in the state as voted by Ranking Arizona. It's the Rosie on the House Show.